Good morning, Buzz.
I just wanted to check there was no overnight developments after the government announcements last night. The game is still proceeding as it was yesterday. At the moment, they're not sure whether they will go to Gladstone, but at this stage, it's proceeding as normal, the way we've had the first two rounds. We're just home and away, and players travelling in planes, you know, to turn up each week.
And, Buzz, do you think that's the right approach from the NRL?
Oh, look, I'm starting to be concerned about, you know, the future of the Premiership, like the AFL yesterday, but they insist they've had no medical advice whatsoever to suggest this is the wrong thing to do and that players' safety is at risk. Mm. So until that happens, see, and as we said last week, the AFL can afford or almost afford to knock off for 8 weeks. They own their stadium there. They own their office. The NRL, as we know, don't have any money. So it's going to hurt them a lot more to close down. It threatens the future of the game.
Buzz,
so, look, I'm not surprised they're ploughing on for as long as they can.
We had a caller this morning, Buzz, just say, well, why is it okay for the NRL competition to continue, but the junior rugby league competitions and school rugby league can't continue? Why is it different for the NRL? Surely we can't just be making this decision based on money.
Now, Clarkie, I think there's a simple answer to that. In junior rugby league and rep footy, you can't self-isolate, you know, everyone who participates in rugby league at all levels. But what you can try and do is the professional players, you can bring in strict guidelines where they don't run around supermarkets, where they don't go to cafe. Well, they're closing now. But did you understand what I mean? It's impossible to isolate, 20,000 participants, but not so with 300 NRL players.
Buzz, rugby league was always going to struggle if the competition was shut down. Yesterday, after the announcements that clubs and licensed venues are now closing, how much more pressure does that put on some of the NRL clubs?
Oh, it's massive, massive pressure, Laurie. You've considered these clubs already have no income from bums on seats crowds. They're going to have to refund memberships this year, and they've lost their corporate supporters and sponsors on game day. So I've put together a little bit of a list of how this is going to affect the clubs. Now, the NRL teams that heavily rely on leagues club grants, and I'm talking multi-million dollar grants, are Penrith, Parramatta, the Bulldogs, the West Tigers out of Ashfield and Campbelltown, and the Sydney Roosters. You know, these clubs have minimum grants of $3 million that go up to about $7 million. So without that money, on top of what's already happened, they're in big strife. To a lesser extent, the Dragons and the Knights are not so reliant on poker machines. And virtually no effect, I'm only doing the New South Wales clubs, the Rabbitohs get a little bit of money from South Juniors. The Manly Sea Eagles don't have a licensed club, so it doesn't affect them at all. And the Cronulla Sharks, well, it doesn't affect them because their league club is closed down for 2 years. But that gives you an indication. The Panthers, Eels, Bulldogs, West Tigers and Roosters, it is a massive, massive blow for them.
And you've written a story today, Buzz, about Blake Solly, the South CEO, who was on a working group to basically assist the game with its financial issues going forward. And he's not on that group anymore. What can you tell us about that?
Well, what I can tell you is this time last week, we were talking about the incredible unity among the clubs, the players, the coaches, everyone was determined to march on. But as the effect of the virus is settling in and balance sheets are being looked at, the clubs are getting anxious now about getting their next handout from the NRL. So Blake Solly, who is very highly regarded among the clubs, considered by many to be the next CEO of the game after Todd Greenberg, was part of a working group to look at club grants. Should everyone get $3 million or should it be spread out where the Broncos only get $1 million, the more needy clubs get $4.5 million? Decisions like that when the process are being made. Blake got a phone. Had finance at the NRL and told his services were no longer required. And what the clubs are now worried about is the transparency and decisions that are being made at headquarters. They really want to be on top of this and they want a club representative on the board. And I think it was a ridiculous decision to take Blake off it.
And also in your column today as well, Buzz, I see your highlight is the Canberra players that stayed on the field at full time. Clarkie made that his hero for the day as well. It was a really nice touch, wasn't it, knowing what the Warriors and the sacrifices they've had to make for the sake of all of us to be able to watch footy.
Oh, unbelievable. Look, all players are making sacrifices now, aren't they? You know, and you know, they've had massive changes to their lifestyles. And you know what? I have no doubt now whatsoever with the closure of the licensed clubs, the players will be told this week that they will be taking quite significant pay cuts. But what the Warriors have done is beyond and above, isn't it? You know, to stay here without their loved ones, to, you know, to live out of a suitcase for weeks on end and have no idea when this is all going to finish is a wonderful thing for rugby league. And so I said last week, I think they've suddenly become everyone's second team.
Buzz, how long do you think the game can continue to get played? Like, obviously, they're taking advice from the government and medical officers, but is there a lot of pressure being applied for them to take the initiative and stop the competition?
Oh, there's a lot of pressure being applied, particularly from broadcasters, to continue because they desperately need the content. And without the broadcast money, what we've already spoken about, the financial difficulties. It's interesting, I found out last night why there is a reluctance to move the premiership to Queensland. And there are so many problems involved with, you know, airlifting 16 teams to a country town. The main problem is the medical teams with each club. No club has a full-time doctor. They're all running practices in their own cities. And the medical situation, you know, is stretched to the limit it is now. So to go away without your doctors and your medical staff would create huge problems.
Yeah, nightmare, no doubt. We just don't know where we'll be, say, this time next Monday. But Buzz, thanks so much for your update as always.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Talk next week.